Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food. To get $20 off your first box, that's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that
deal.
Oh, boy, he would never
have
made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zpack. Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
He's a veteran who's been around and can, I think, really run a game and run important games. He's been in big games before, so I think he'll have a steadying influence on the team while we try to respond to this injury.
Cubs president Theo Epstein there. He was on today with Danny Parkins. You can go to 670thescore.com to listen to the entire interview. He was referring to recently acquired catcher Alex Avila. Avila is likely to see much more playing time now in the future as Wilson Contreras set to miss some time, although still no word yet on the exact extent of the injury to Contreras or how much time he will miss. He, of course, injured his hamstring yesterday in the loss to the Giants. Cubs are off today, but both St. Louis and Milwaukee in action this evening, so the Cubs' 1.5-game divisional lead likely to change a bit by the end of the evening. On the south side, the White Sox have won 2 games in a row over Houston. The first series win for the Sox in nearly 6 weeks, and they can sweep Houston tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field with Carlos Rodon on the bump. He had 11 strikeouts his last time out against Boston. In football, the Bears open up their preseason slate tonight when they host the Denver Broncos at Soldier Field. And finally, in golf today, the PGA Championship kicked off, final major of the year. Thorbjørn Olesen is your leader at 4 under par. Scoreboard update brought to you by Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I'm Kevin Zpack, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 8:05 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also watch 670thescore.com. Shout out to all the Facebook Live people who have been rocking with us as well on live video stream. The video stream is brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. Dan Bernstein, what have you been been talking about today for the people who are jumping in their cars, getting ready to go home and watch some Bears football?
Well, tonight? It seems like the Cubs who can't stay out of these nervous times. And it happened again, not only with a loss to the lowly Giants, but the loss of Wilson Contreras to a hamstring injury. Now, we don't know any official word on the extent of the injury. I think any non-surgical option, and if he's going to be back this year, I think you got to take that as a win. And sometimes these things are 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes these things are 4 to 6 weeks.
Bodies are wound differently.
And you never know about these non-linear recoveries either. So yeah, sometimes you just want to take all the time you can to get it 100% healed. But we shall see. And
a stick that was garnering MVP attention for the last month and the way that he's performed. And last night, you know, the kind of the second layer to this conversation, I got into it with some Twitter Cub fans last night who I addressed it because it seems like there's a certain section of Cubdom that has just gotten so soft after winning the World Series that anything little thing gets to them. Where I said last night, hey, you know, you play a lot, you pull things. And I was thinking of Jed Hoyer in my mind from August 1st when he told Mully and Hanley this.
Is there a possibility of playing him and Contreras at the same time? That was suggested earlier in the show that you could move Contreras when he's not catching into the outfield maybe to keep his bat in the lineup.
Certainly, I think you can move him around a little bit. But at the same time, one of the main reasons we wanted to go out and get Alex, he's been really, really good against right-handed pitching this year. And he allows us, you know, against a tough righty, to give Wilson a day off to you know, get a really good bat in the lineup. And I think one of the concerns we had, and one of the reasons we were fixated on going out and making sure we had enough catching depth, was we don't want to run Wilson into the ground. I mean, he's been just unbelievable for the last month or so. I think we're all seeing what kind of player he can be. But with catchers, you got to be really careful. You know, you start playing those guys too much and start relying on them too much, and they wind up on fumes in September. So we've got to be careful with him. He runs around with his hair on fire, and I think everyone seems he has, you know, bottomless energy. But no one does. Everyone has their point at which they get tired, and we need to make sure we don't cross that point. And I think Alex will really help us do that.
Seems really simple to me, kind of what my point was based in last night. And immediately Cubs fans fired off, you don't know that could happen to anybody. Well, your GM said the acquisition that they made was to take him off of his feet. And I know a hot stick is a hot stick. You got to ride a bat, especially if runs aren't being scored in the last week or so. But Theo Epstein also came on the Spiegel and Parkins show, and Danny Parkins asked him this.
We had been talking about this on Monday, just like looking at his stats, and he's on this unbelievable tear. And I was like, damn, he's third on the team in games played. And I know it's totally natural. Like, you want, when he's not going to catch, you want the bat in the lineup when he's so hot and you're in the thick of a division race. But do you second guess at these times, or maybe even first guess, that are we playing this guy too much?
I think, you know, rest is important for everybody. And while there's a temptation to play a catcher at a different, with that kind of bat at a different position, it's important to remember to give him his rest. And I know that's, you know, always on the forefront of Joe's mind. So it's always easier in theory than in reality, but it's important. And this is, you know, another reminder why, just for everybody, you know, to get their rest. And Joe does it, as well as anybody. This one, you know, it happened, and we have to deal with it. But obviously, Joe's a guy who gets criticized for giving guys too much rest. So I don't think it's fair to turn around and criticize him for not giving enough rest either.
No, I just wonder, because you talked about the, you know, trading for a backup catcher and keeping him fresh for the stretch run, and I was reading about it. It's like, if your muscles are fatigued, there's a higher chance of it. And I just,
yeah,
you know, I think it's a thought that would have to cross Cubs fans' mind. I was wondering if it crossed yours too.
Sure, yeah, it's a fair question.
We will never, ever, ever know causality, truly. We can have our ideas. We can have speculations. We have conventional wisdom. Mm-hmm. But what is clear is that the Cubs, on some level, and some general managerial level and perhaps presidential level, wanted for sure to have him rest more.
A little bit, yep.
Clearly, both of those guys agree They don't say anything publicly that they haven't been thinking about and making sure that their words are measured. They don't fly off the handle. So when Jed Hoyer goes out of his way to say, hey, by the way here, instead of putting him in left and first, we can put him right over there on the bench every once in a while because of the way he plays. That's so important, too. The way that dude plays. He doesn't dog it.
He doesn't glide through games.
Right. That guy is high energy at all times. So
takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Catchers. Over this schedule as a catcher to be that guy?
That's why what Salvador Perez is doing is like, yeah, that dude's going to be ground into dust far before his prime is over because of it, I believe. Because that dude plays, what, like 145 games a year at catcher?
And he's intense.
Yes, and counting on his bat in Kansas City. So we talked about that. We did some Bear stuff over the last hour or so. Talked to Zach around 3:40. Brought up my guy, Boog Powell, to Dan Bernstein.
It's not that Boog Powell. It's the
this kid, 12-year-old.
Little League World Series.
Jeffrey Powell, who's
5'2", 220.
Yeah, and it turned from a cute story. Now think pieces are being written about childhood obesity.
What's with all these obese little leaguers out there? And why is this somehow funny? It's a positive body image. Why are you celebrating this kid?
I feel
fat's
weird.
Not cute.
I feel weird though, Dan, because I've had these conversations on a serious level about like how we got to take better care of our kids in terms of what we're feeding them in every community. And then I love the fact that this kid is, you know, a big, hard swinging, hard running, big little guy at 5'2", 220 pounds. So it's like, how can I live in both worlds in terms of, you know, I appreciate the little dude for who he is, and he's kind of become the mascot of the Little League World Series, and he's the cutest thing of all time. I threw his picture up on my Instagram, but how can I be that guy and also be the guy who's like, yo, we got to take care of our kids a little bit better?
I believe one of the national broadcasters, at least in recent years, I think he worked with Jason Benetti. I do not know if he's doing it now, but Mike Spanky Lavalier, interestingly enough, was one of the Little League World Series broadcasters. So here is the question. If we're talking about this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me.
Uh-oh. There's always trouble when he says
Who is, by height-weight ratio, either the fattest short guy or the shortest fat guy in MLB history?
Prince Fielder.
Position players.
Prince Fielder.
But when he's 5'10"?
Prince Fielder.
10?
Prince Fielder, Dan. I don't even think he's that, but Prince Fielder.
Is that for sure automatically
the right answer? Can you think of
answer?
A bigger ratio, like weight to height, like that dude, Prince Fielder was pushing three spins, and he wasn't some towering 6'3", 6'4", dude.
I was only like 5 when he played, but wasn't Terry Pendleton kind of thick?
No,
he
was thick, not like
but
that.
Not like that. Terry was a gold glove third baseman for a little bit.
Prince Fielder listed at 5'11", 275.
Nah, not going. Not going on the 5'11". I'm not going.
But either way, it's probably still a runaway, right?
Dimitri Young?
Ooh, good name.
No. But Dimitri Young was never more than like 230. Dimitri was he looked like a sack of potatoes. Like he was a bad form kind of dude, bad shape kind of dude, but he was never, I don't think he was ever more than 240, 230. What was my man, for the Cincinnati Reds used to swing from his heels? Not Geronimo Pena.
Willie Mo was
like 250, big. Right?
Yeah, but he was tall, right? I think.
Okay.
Dimitri Young, 6'2", 295.
What?
6'2", 295.
He was huge.
I remember Dimitri Young being big, but three spins. You looked at Dimitri Young and was like, he's 300 pounds.
But it's distributed over 6'2". Willie Mopena is 6'3", 260. That's just a big man.
That's a big man. Yeah.
Like, I want short, fat.
Short, fat. Pablo. People were chiming in with Pablo Sandoval. Pablo got up to 278. I think they said in Boston was his highest weight. He's over. He's playing third for the Giants.
5'11". 255 by listed.
No, no, no.
No,
no. No, no, no.
That's from like eighth grade.
No. Pablo's around 260, 270 now, but still the 5'11".
And Jimmy Wynn was short, but he wasn't fat.
I don't remember his career.
Jimmy Wynn?
Yeah.
What about the late Tony Gwynn years?
Yeah, late Tony. Yeah, Jimmy Wynn was cool. Oh, he was only 160 pounds?
Yeah, what are you doing, Dan?
What Bartolo?
Good. Mm. It's good because Bartolo is definitely three bills.
I will never just the only image you think of Bartolo is him holding his gut and shaking it up and down, like, hey, look what I got going here.
He's loving it.
5'11, 285.
He might be the winner.
Have you seen
at Prince Fielder's biggest? You think that he's not bigger than Bartolo?
What is dad bigger though?
But his pops was taller, I think,
yeah.
too.
Yes.
His pops was 6'4", 6'3".
Nah, like, Prince Cecil is a good call, because like, when he would like, you know, hit the walk-off and he'd untuck that jersey, you know, that was a lot of material there.
Reams of material.
It's like a nightgown.
Whole textile factory.
It's a lot of material.
Now, have you seen the photo illustration of Bartolo Colon's official Major League headshots?
Oh, when they changed to
when it morphs over time.
Yeah, they turned into a mutant.
I can't tell you. I don't know if it's entertaining or frightening.
Can't stop looking at it. Although I was mad the first one missed both White Sox stints in there. I'd wait for the Sox one to come up. But now the one that I saw most recently had it in there.
Unbelievable.
Jumbo Diaz is a tall man, right? Jumbo Diaz is like, he makes the 60 or whatever his number is on his back look small. Like, it looks like he's two small numbers, man, you know?
Jumbo Diaz 6'4".
Yeah, man, Jumbo Diaz is a big dude. Obviously, he's Jumbo Diaz, but not. So we got Fielder and we got
Dimitri Young. We had the
Bartolo
is probably
Dimitri's tall. He's spread out a little bit. Bartolo and Prince. A lot of people are.
We need a guy who's like 5'8", 260.
Like Book Powell is 5'2", 220 pounds.
That's what I mean.
At 12 years old.
He's 5'2", 220.
And I love watching him run down to first base. Randall Simon, no.
No.
Kirby Puckett might be a good one, but Kirby didn't get his juiciest, Kirby was about 260, right? Seemed like it.
Yeah, Kirby was, he didn't get fat until he was done.
Until he was done.
His listed playing weight was 178.
Always seemed bigger than that.
5'8", 1'6". But even if he's 5'8", 220.
Think about great athletes that have ever played. Think about what Kirby Puckett was doing at his size in terms of like scaling walls and doing his thing in the baggy. It was the Metrodome, right? Mm-hmm. At that time. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, he was
Tony Gwynn, 5'11", listed at 185, and he was a lot more than that when he was done.
At the end.
I don't know, 260.
250 at least. Yeah, he was a big man at the end. Still hitting 312 or something like that. When he was done, he was hitting 300. Yeah, not Hector Villanueva. Oh, who? My guy.
Not 312.
Former Sox reliever.
324, but he was 41.
Is it Carlos Castillo?
Yeah, well, he was tall.
How tall?
Tall enough to not be on this list.
Are we talking 6'1" at most? That dude didn't have a neck, bro. Like, he was...
And then wasn't there a giant cub that they got in a trade with the Braves? Who was the giant cub that that came with Micah Bowie, right?
You're talking about a pitcher?
Yeah, the big fat pitcher. What was his name?
Was he a great big fat pitcher?
Carlos Castillo, 6'2", 240. He was way more than 240. No, come on.
Wrong. Yeah, man, I don't have it for you other than my guy Prince.
Carlos Silva, but he was tall as hell.
Carlos Silva. Their texters are asking us to look
up. The short, fat race. Matt Stairs wasn't fat. Matt was kind of like, he was a little,
dude. And
yeah.
Mo Vaughn was 6'1".
Yeah.
I don't know why people think...
And all the weight was in his head.
Yeah, people think Mo Vaughn was short.
Because he was crouched, that crouch position from.
Who's the giant...
I have no idea
who that is. Yes, thank you, texters.
Rich Garces?
Ruben Quevedo.
Now we've gone too far. Now we're just being ridiculous. Rich Garces is a good name, too.
Ruben Quevedo, 6'1", 190. He wasn't 190 for a second.
The first, like,
Not a chance.
The left side of him is 190.
Not a chance he was 190.
Not people just being stupid.
Please.
Carcavice.
And yes, he was traded by the Braves with a player to be named later and Micah Bowie to the Cubs for Jose Hernandez and Terry Mulholland.
Ruben Quevedo.
Yes.
Cut it out. You guys Fat Machine. You guys remember Mo Vaughn played for the Angels? Listen, Mo Vaughn was crouched. That's why you thought he was shorter than he was. John Kruk, no.
John Kruk.
He wasn't bigger than Prince, though. Prince was, dude, that's why I love Prince Fielder. Because Prince Fielder was a big roly-poly monster home run machine.
They had home run machine. They have John Kruk listed as 5'10", 170.
Gotta give it to Prince, man.
I think I told you this right when we went to Naples on our family trip, and my son
John
and I were...
John Kruk joined you?
No, we were looking to go fishing, so I'm going through all these websites of like local captains on the Gulf there to do a fishing day. And this one looked really cool. It was the guy we ended up going with. But his website, you click through the pictures, it's like, you know, guy with a grouper, guy with a mackerel, guy with a shark, John Crook. Because I saw the face, I'm like, wait, I know that guy.
You had to get that famous one in there. Right. You got to work it in. John Didn't Crook. Catch a fish, but it's John Crook.
John Crook and his son caught a nice little snook, in fact. Yeah. And it ended up being a great day.
Another summer that I've gone without, you know.
It's John Crook. John Crook and his son caught a nice little snook, in fact. Yeah. And it ended up being a great day.
Another summer that I've gone without, you know, breaking my fishing chain.
I got to take you fishing. Thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358, NMLS 19186.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Why do so many of the area's top realtors use the Home Loan Expert as their preferred mortgage lender? Easy. They get it. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling the first day on the market. If you're even considering buying a home, it's time to get pre-approved today. It's never been more important to make sure you're working with a strong mortgage lender. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Still no word on Wilson Contreras and his hamstring. The Cubs catcher went in for an MRI about 4 hours ago, according to his Twitter account, but still no word on the extent of the injury or a timetable for his return. Cubs catcher left yesterday's loss versus the Giants in the eighth inning after running out a ground ball. The Cubs are off today. They remain in first place in the National League Central, a game and a half up on both Milwaukee and St. Louis. On the south side this evening, the White Sox can sweep the Astros. They host Houston one more time tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. Carlos Rodon will oppose Brad Peacock in the pitching matchup. Preseason football tonight at Soldier Field as well. The Bears will open up their preseason slate when they host the Denver Broncos. And finally, in the NBA released its Christmas Day schedule today, and the Bulls do not have a game on Christmas this year. Their streak of 7 straight Christmas Day games is over. What will you find at Goodwill? How about outfielder John Jay and bench coach Davey Martinez? Spend $20 or more at the Goodwill store and donation center in Batavia this week and ask for a special wristband. Then wear your wristband Thursday, August 17th for a special meet and greet with John and Davey from 6 p.m. to 7:30. Wristbands limited to the first 250 shoppers. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Visit AmazingGoodwill.com for all the details. Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score tomorrow night at 8:05 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
It's pretty simple. It's Bears.
Bears.
Game.
Bears.
Bears. Bears game night.
Dash.
Damn it, Tannehill.
Seriously, Billy.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. It's Bears game night. And
Bears
I'm going to be dealing with a lot of South Loop traffic from inebriated Bears preseason fans because these are the people who got the tickets from the season ticket holders that don't want to go.
This is the lowest time, man.
Is the BOGO Bears fan.
Son, I'm taking you a Bears game tonight.
No. Really, Dad? Can we run on the field together like the White Sox games? Yeah, this
Where's
is going to be
ticket?
It.
I ate it.
Can you scan my butt? It's going to come. Oh, did you see the Miami Heat are going to be the first NBA team to have mobile tickets only?
About time.
Well, isn't it going to be easier to kind of, if you've got like a hacker's kind of mentality, or
I think they've look, unless the Russians are trying to get into Heat games.
Sad. Dion Wade is horrible. Doesn't win bigly. So no, but back to tonight. Like what we could actually talk about a Bears game and what we're
who's
going
the center, Whiteside. I like his name.
I found out he's not as advertised. He's a big brother with long limbs.
He calls himself Whiteside, but he's not really white.
The Hassan part, we tried to put him on a list, make sure that he's banned. No, seriously though, Kyle Long not playing tonight, or it kind of bothers me. Getting 10 reps in on the 11-on-11s, like I would love to see Kyle Long out there for the first series to make me feel better about what's going on with that line. And where's Cody Whitehair going to play? Hieronis Grissou, where is he going to play? So
this is what injuries do. This is why, look.
The ones I'll be looking forward to seeing for at least 10, 12 plays tonight.
Don't get hurt.
Yeah, this might be a three and out, and then you're watching Trubisky and Sanchez for
but
the rest
even
of the
those
day.
Guys, nobody, just don't.
Well, Dan, you're going to have to dress and play someone.
You can dress and play, but if you're dressing and playing, don't have your foot fall off.
Well, football's football, though. Like, guys,
for the
guys
Bears,
got to get to work.
Well, Bears have said a lot about, we take it very seriously about preventing injuries. And
who does Ryan Pace sound like? You're doing a good Ryan Pace, but he's... Yeah, like a more lucid,
a not crazy Bill Walton.
Yeah, I got you. Good. That's very good.
Yeah.
You're not looking forward to seeing Deion Sims and the Titans take over?
I'm looking forward to all of it, but I don't want any of those guys to go down.
Adam Shaheen catching little baby Gronk, as they call him.
Just don't get hurt. Last year, they were the most hurt team on record.
Most games lost by anybody in NFL history.
Football Outsiders, in the history of their database, they had 12 players miss 6 games or more.
That's no good.
And then
John Fox is looking at that and saying, hey, I would have been 8-8. Yeah, had I not. Had I,
right.
The second year turnaround would have happened if you punk bitches hadn't have gotten hurt.
I'd love to hear John Fox call people punk bitches.
Just go off,
I would love
off
that.
The rails, throwing bottles at people.
But that is what we have. I'm looking forward to Sam Rosen malaprops, and I'm looking forward to every bum Bear being great. But it's I'm ready for it.
This from the 845. Nobody's watching the Bears. Wait till this overnight comes.
Are you
comes
serious?
Back. Wait till this number comes back from preseason game one. Cut it out. All right, fellas, what do you got tonight, Shep?
Well, Bernstein stole mine right at the end there. It's not necessarily the Bears I'm excited about. It's what Sam Rosen's going to stumble over, who he's going to call the wrong player. And
I mean, shout out to Sam. He's probably listening. He comes to town, you know, for a couple of times a year, and he tunes into the local radio station. He's getting killed. It's like the time where he apologized to Terry for being bad. Oh, no, that wasn't him. It was Dick Stockton.
I'm in football mode, and I'm in Cincinnati.
Yeah, we should take it easy on Sam. He's one of the people that's on the scourge in the economy right now. He's already got enough on his head. You know, the old people. You know, he's got a lot going on.
That old, is he? What is he?
What?
65?
Sam's older than 65, isn't he?
I'm not looking yet, but I'm guessing if he's a day under 73, I'm sure.
Yeah, Sam's been doing
it for 69.
Oh, well. Aren't we all? Well, actually, we're not all. Mike Vick, me, you. Nobody's having a good time anymore.
Google image search Sam Rosen.
What? Is it not Sam Rosen's face?
That's the problem.
Sam used to be a handsome man back in the day, right?
No.
A strapping young man.
Not in these photos.
Lovely guy.
Oh, see, now you can't. This.
Oh,
is,
no. Hit him with the lovely guy.
Yeah.
This, you don't want to be a lovely guy.
This is that, you know, oh, come here. You got to taste this. Don't ever taste this. Don't ever eat this. It's rotten. Do you think it's rotten? Oh, he looks like a claymation character. He looks like, man, that is a.
I'm in claymation mode, and I'm in Cincinnati.
That's God bless your voice and people wanting you to do a job for as long as he's done it. Hey, man, there's what is this one with the members only jacket here, the very first one? The brown jacket and the... It's like a Gap model. It's like a Gap ad gone wrong. Like they've got the guy there for the blocking of the scene before they get the hot model in there. They've just got Sam standing.
Right? Yeah. The 312 texter said, and by the fourth quarter, I've located Kreplach soup.
No. Sam's going to be on his A game tonight. You know,
then, get the hell out of here. No, you don't.
For one of these games, he's got 86 guys on each side of them. I mean, it doesn't. Nobody can do enough
call the
research.
Bears, the Blackhawks, yeah, whatever else he does.
I mean, hopefully, Jim Miller didn't take a bite out of him like he's a chocolate bunny. Because if you've seen Jim calling to the pin for the big and wide, Ozzie going to the
Bobby
left.
Jinx.
Oh my God, Jim's a.
Well, you always knew he had it in him. Jim's a, he comes from real Midwestern stock.
Yeah, Jim's got a little Boog Powell in him.
He comes from like a long line of lumberjacks.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. He has a
long line of lumberjacks?
Yes, I believe he was descended from loggers in the North Woods.
You're an idiot.
In the Shequamigan National Forest.
Actually, I dated a lady named Shequamigan, actually, in high school. Cool girl. Ended up with way too many kids too young. All right, what do you got for us, Tanny?
Well, Eloy Jimenez is Jesus 5-for-8 against the series the Frederick Keys. No, I'm really looking forward to...
You got your own drop snap for
I mean, why else would I be doing this? How often do I get a chance to
Eloy's
do my own
drops?
Boys. He's got his own drops for his minor league report every day at 5:30.
No, I'm looking forward to
down
the
Bears. On the farm with Chris Tannehill.
Play the cow. Play the bell.
Get it? Farm.
We'll play
farm noises because it's down on the farm.
Because I'm the beast.
Play the soft, erotic moans of a sheep. Play it.
Hey, turning me on.
Play it over
much.
And over.
I like embraceable you.
I like wool against my skin.
I think I rub a sweater against myself.
Yeah, I learned how I wasn't milking a cow the other day.
It just got a little weird.
It was a bull.
We don't have a cow.
I know.
A bucket full just jiggling it. Got a milk mustache.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing Mitch Trubisky in uniform tonight making football plays happen. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Trubisky. I refuse, and it sucks because I feel like I'm being disrespectful. I refuse to call him Mitchell. I think Mitch is a way cooler name.
Well, that's because you don't call our boss Mitchell.
I wouldn't, even if his name was Mitchell. Like, a former intern, Mitchell Leach, Mitch, straight Mitch.
I don't remember him.
Yeah, Mitchell. Well, he was one of the brothers. You wouldn't remember him.
Why wouldn't? I'd probably be more likely to remember him in that case.
Birdsey locks his car doors from inside the studio. All right, so yeah, Tanny's got minor league baseball and Mitch Trubisky. No, stop it with the Eloy's boys. And we've got Bears football for you tonight, so it should be fun. A lot of people tweeting me pictures of what they're looking forward to. My guy No ID has a Kyle Fuller jersey spread across his bed like it's the first day of school.
You are a loser.
So he dropped that thing off at Goodwill next time you go by.
Hey, man, just
actually give it to Vincent Goodwill.
No,
he's accepting donations also.
Hey, odd jerseys of players who were never really good.
No,
hold on to that joint, No ID.
I agree. The guy walking around with a Vincent Smith jersey.
Damn right.
Not the No ID.
No, not the No ID. Yes, just another dude named No ID. You know, if you got a Dennis Hobson Bulls jersey, rock that. That's your swag. That's your deal. All right, we'll talk to Lawrence Holmes next.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We are going to be out tomorrow.
Yes.
Bud Light broadcast, Bernstein and Goff, O'Malley's in Aurora. Be a part of it. Start making your plans right now. We'll say good evening to Lawrence next on The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
It'll be very fascinating to see what the market will be for Jake in the offseason, and we'll see how the postseason run, if the Cubs make it, will go for him. I expect him to cash in for sure.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Right now.
Pepe's Mexican Restaurants is celebrating 50 years of serving great Mexican cuisine. And this month only, you can get fried ice cream for just 50 cents with the purchase of any Mexican dinner entree. Pepe's fried ice cream is crunchy coated, flash fried, and topped with a cloud of whipped topping. It's the perfect summer treat, and it's muy delicioso.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights?
My budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that
deal.
Oh, boy, he would never have made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence Holmes is here, yes, and he is going to be here for a while, because you know what? He is sailing out of the harbor today.
Oh, full broat.
Let's get it. What you got for us tonight, brother?
Is he even hydrating?
Wow. We got a full broat.
Yeah, definitely hydrating. Getting ready for the four-hour show. We're going to treat the first hour like a Bears pre. We're going to give you some stories from Bourbonnais. Zach and I are going to chop it up and talk about a couple of things that we've seen.
I'm warning you, he's bouncing off the walls.
He's ready.
He is amped beyond belief.
He's ready.
It's Bears Christmas.
That's exactly what it is. So we'll talk with him. I had a conversation in Bourbonnais with Eddie Jackson, the rookie safety.
Make a play.
So we're going to talk.
Make a play, you can get the job.
Make a play. Mike, get the job at safety and at returner. It'd be interesting to see if they use him in that capacity
and
tonight.
Say bye-bye to Deontay Thompson.
I mean, Tariq Cohen's probably in that on that list of guys that'll get return opportunities too.
Punt return more than kickoff, right?
Maybe.
Big Daddy slash chicken salad slash the human joystick.
Yes.
Some of his North Carolina A&T representatives on the group chat. Okay. Really, really happy.
What's the Herb rule on the number of nicknames you get?
Well, Herb doesn't like giving anyone credit.
I know, but doesn't he have something about how you can't have three separate nicknames?
Well, he says
you
can't give yourself your own nickname, and he's going to call you by your regular name.
And he never, look, I know that Cohen never came up with the human joystick. No. The other ones are the ones that he just calls his nickname.
Yeah. Okay. Because, like, I mean, maybe Babe Ruth can have the Bambino and the Babe and the Sultan of SWAT. Maybe he's entitled. Mm-hmm. Maybe Apollo Creed can be the Master of Disaster and the King of Sting. But you have to reach a certain level.
Yeah. I don't know if Tariq has done that yet, but I'm sure he'll get his touches, his tries.
I'm very curious to see what happens when that young man gets hit by grown men who are as fast as him.
But that's the thing. When you're that small, you've probably had to prove your toughness all your life.
I agree. Usually when you talk about little guys.
But this is the NFL.
Yeah. No,
but understood. But Darren Sproles, little guy, Kansas State, had to prove his toughness. Like, little guys that go that far, first of all, I don't pick fights with little guys because you will get your ass whooped quick.
Yep.
Because those are the guys who have had to defend themselves pretty much all their life.
This big.
Well, you're an idiot. Nobody's that big.
I'm saying there is a diminutive stature that will allow you.
So Jason,
you catch hands from anyone, man.
Jason is letting you know that if Peter Dinklage comes up to you, you will get.
Plus, he's got that strength too.
Wait, if an angry Vern Troyer came up to you, you're saying you wouldn't fight him if he was coming after you?
No.
Wow, it was Vern these days.
Is he not? I thought he was dead.
No, I think Vern's all right, isn't he?
He's not all right, but he could be alive.
I don't think he's dead.
But you know, Jay.
I've been killing a lot of people these last 5-6 months or so.
Hey, Jay's ready to fight Ryan Shivarini. Ready to fight.
That rolled into something that it wasn't supposed to be. You started talking big about Ryan Shivarini on a day that I was feeling good about myself.
Vern Troyer's 48.
I got no problem with Ryan Shivarini unless he wants.
He's 2 foot eight.
Wants those
you
hands.
Don't think you could beat up a guy who's 2 foot eight?
It's not a. Get on that ground and see what happened to you.
He's 2 foot eight.
Get on the ground.
It's the scene from Training Day where Snoop is in the wheelchair. Is like,
put me in the front seat. I bet you I whoop his ass.
That's right. Yeah.
Dead Presidents. When my man loses his leg and gets on the ground, you know. And tussles what to do with the prosthetic leg. You only got to, when you get broken down to size, things happen to you, man. You don't want to end up like Sam Miller from the Dayton Flyers getting that two-piece in the lockup. I'm telling you, be careful who you're pulling it with out here.
Jay, have you told people about the video you just showed me during break?
Oh, yeah, if you want a really funny video, the WWE New York Subway Royal Rumble is hilarious. People are trying to go to work, and dudes are just busting in the train, doing real wrestling moves, got the music and everything in the background. It's kind of funny if you want something to laugh at on your way anywhere you're going.
It's hysterical.
We thank video director Brian Gertz.
Saturday, the Rocket League craze hit CSN with the Universal Open Rocket League Midwest Regional.
You're really amped for Rocket League, aren't you?
I'm psyched up. That's my favorite. It's becoming my favorite league.
What is your favorite video game to play? A lot of people ask me that all the time.
Pac-Man.
Okay.
They still have any of those?
Yeah.
Also, if you can find Pong anywhere, I'll be more than happy to do that with you.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
They got this new one. It's called Space Invaders.
Oh, no. Really?
And I hear they're coming up with an ape that throws barrels at you.
Oh, I hope not.
Sounds treacherous.
The gorilla.
He's breaking like Bill Data. Oh, I hope not.
Hell no. Like Slowpoke Rodriguez all of a sudden.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was Jose Jimenez. He said, the astronaut. And he said, is that your crash helmet? Oh, I hope not.
And our EP, Nick Shepkowski.
There you go. Beautiful. Reddish moon.
Wow.
Not Blue Moon Odom.
And not over Miami. Just right here.
In Chicago. Jesus. You ever look up into the sky and wonder what else is out there?
No.
This is what happens when your team is 30-plus games below 500. Our Sultan of Sound, Chris Tannehill.
Who cares? I'm going to Cabo. Woo! I hate myself. I hate myself. I hate myself.
Well, the worst things that can happen.
Is that Shep?
No, that wasn't Shep. Okay. Stop it. For Dan Bernstein, Brian Gertz, Nick Shepkowski, Chris Tannehill, I'm JC Goff. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next with a full broat. We got some Bears pregame and then some talk during the Bears game. Make sure you turn that sound down on the television and rock with my man Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
We're done.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. And the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get 4 lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent down there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I'm carrying myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming.